We're a little after 9:30 this Saturday morning. Speedway arrives at Foxhall tonight, Dean, and a real sense now that we've had a few weeks of oval racing, but with the bikes here as well, Foxhall Stadium really does come into its own for the spring and the summer.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Graham. This is where it starts to get busy now. As you said, we've had our open practice for the oval racing. We've had two race meetings that were very well supported with excellent racing. Now the Ipswich Witches start their home campaign. They've had their two practice and press days during the week, and they start their home racing tonight. And the weather's fine, and it's looking good, and we're hoping that they have a great opening meeting.
It does look good, and the track's all ready to go. We know about the changes that have been made this season, but it's all looking pretty good to me.
Yes, and I think the feedback from the riders during the press and the practice seem to be very well. They've done very little changes since the practice this week, so I think the team and the promotion are happy with the changes they've made to the circuit, and I'm sure it will only add to the racing and make it even more of a bigger spectacle than what it is.
So much motorsport this weekend. We've got the return of F1, of course, in Australia. We've got the Speedway here at Foxhall. Over at Mildenhall Stadium, you're also going to be very busy today.
Yes, we are. We obviously, as we were saying, we took over the running of Mildenhall Stadium midway through last season. It's now beginning to pick up its pace. We had one or two meetings during the winter. We had a meeting there a fortnight ago, and tonight it really kicks off in earnest there over at West Row.
You've got a triple header, if you like. Let's begin with the National Saloon Stock Cars, who are going to be on display. They have their European Championship at Mildenhall later in the year as well.
They do. They've got their Speed Weekend coming up in July, as you say, which is their European Championship. So meeting like tonight is crucial for them. It gives them track time. Some of the guys who maybe concentrate more on tarmac, it gives them an opportunity to try their cars out on shale and just see how they feel. We've got a field of 35 cars, which is very, very good. They were down at Wimbledon actually 2 or 3 weeks ago and put on a fantastic meeting down there. So if the weather's on our side and the track, you know, is in good condition, it should be a barnstormer of a meeting for them there tonight.
Always a good spectacle as the National Bangers, and if you can't win the race, then take a few guys out.
Absolutely, you're right there, especially with National Bangers at Mildenhall. Mildenhall is legendary for National Banger racing. It has some of the hardest and fastest drivers there is, and as you say, we've got a good field of those there tonight. They're competing for round one of their rear-wheel drive championship, so you'll see plenty of drifting there tonight, that's for sure. And as you say, the racing is hard and fast with the National Bangers.
You've got the mini stocks as well tonight. Tell us a little about this. This is kind of searching for future stars of oval racing, I guess.
That's right, yeah. They're for our sort of 10 to 16-year-olds. You know, mini stocks racing has been around for several years now, and it's provided a very good proving ground for young drivers who obviously, you know, continue into the sport. But even if they retire at 16, they've already had a good grounding in car control and environments like that. So we feel it's a very positive thing for our sport. It provides people who can drive obviously competitively, but also sensibly as well.
When do we start tonight? When are the gates open, and when's the first action at Mildenhall?
First race is 6:30. Gates are normally open from about 5:30 onwards.